Again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. Our guest today is Sean Hunter, and we want to remind everybody he's been with us before. We brought him back because he is such an outstanding person, has a lot of history, a lot of knowledge, and I'd like to give you a little background once again, like we did before. He has over 20 years of sports marketing and executive experience. He's the co-owner of the Chicago Dogs minor league team that plays in Rosemont, a beautiful stadium. If you've ever not been there, you should go there because it's an awesome stadium. Mr. Hunter was the president of the NHL's Phoenix Coyotes and also held the position of executive vice president for the NHL's Colorado Avalanche and the NBA's Denver Nuggets from 91 to 95. He served as co-chairman and CEO of the USA Pro Cycling Challenge, Colorado's largest spectator event. He's featured in one of the most influential people in Denver magazine, 5280 magazine. He's also an investor in Total Sports Asia, which includes the U.S. Open Tennis Championship, Badminton, World Federation, Manchester United, Real Madrid. Hunter is a former track athlete and graduate of the University of Kansas. And I can go on and on. This gentleman has so much background, so much sports memorabilia that it's just awesome. And now he's got the Chicago Dogs doing a wonderful job, an awesome team, awesome group of people, and we want to thank Sean for coming back with us today and tell us more about the Chicago Dogs.
Ron, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it last time we talked, and looking forward to it again today.
Well, you're quite welcome. I know Friday you have a doubleheader, 2 7-inning games. First game starts at 4 o'clock with a team photo giveaway, and kids run the bases, which is awesome for the kids. Saturday's your final fireworks extravaganza, and Sunday's family day with autographs and bottomless popcorn and soda. And that's got to be awesome for the kids.
It is. You know, we try to make every day special. We say that every day is Fan Appreciation Day, and it's a lot of fun that, you know, each night, whether it's Wednesday and it's dollar hot dogs, or Sunday, like you said, kids can come out and play catch on the field and get free autographs. We love to entertain the families and kids every day.
I want to tell you folks, too, that the Chicago Dogs does a lot of work with charities. They do an awful lot of work. And this coming Monday is Fan Appreciation Day with a special jersey auction benefiting the Children's Diabetes Foundation. That's just one of the foundations and one of the organizations that the Chicago Dogs works with, because they really concentrate a lot in helping charities out, which is really great for them, for the team, and for those charities that need help. And we want to thank the Dogs for doing that. And Sean, thank you for allowing your team to be able to be a participant in those organizations.
Well, we're a small organization that's growing, but one of the things we can try to do is give back to our community and help those in need and help those that have supported us since we started.
So you want to tell the folks about your playoff agenda coming up here shortly?
We're excited. So we qualified for the playoffs about a week ago. We're in a battle to try to win the division. So we're a half game out as we sit right now. And it looks like the playoffs will start. Our first home playoff game would be next Friday, September 8th, but we have a really great offer. When you commit to a three-game playoff package, you get a free Dogs hoodie, a hoodie that's worth $50, and our ticket packages start at just $36, and that includes the three games. So we have a lot of people that have signed up thus far, almost 1,000 that have committed to that three-game package, and so we have a deadline coming up in a few days. But we did that the last 2 years with great success, and it's a way to fill the stands and celebrate the playoffs. This will be our third year in a row making the playoffs.
That's pretty awesome. 3 years, running, being the playoffs. That's quite a feat.
We're under the guidance of our manager, Butch Hobson, who's been the only manager of the Dogs since we started in 2018. Butch played for the Boston Red Sox and ended his career as a New York Yankee, but he managed the Red Sox in the 90s for three seasons, and then has been really managing in minor league baseball for the last probably a little over 20 years, and we're lucky to have him at the helm, and he's the guy that gets the credit for our success and how hard we compete.
Well, I noticed, too, your ballpark, the field's in awesome condition, and you got a great guy that takes care of that for you, too.
We do. Justin is our groundskeeper. He came from the Cubs. He was the number two at the Cubs, and he's an artist when it comes to his field, and it is beautiful. It's always in great condition. We restore the turf every year. So that's basically a new field. The guy that actually designed and installed it was the sod father, the famous Roger Bossert from the White Sox.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Who's actually, you know, I think he's installed, it's like 20 or 21 of the MLB stadiums. That's how highly regarded Roger is. But he put in our initial field. Justin maintains it, and it is, it's a thing of beauty.
You know, if you haven't been to this ballpark, you should Google it, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's a beautiful ballpark. It's really set up well. There's no bad seat in that ballpark. They also have some special seat arrangements where if you go in certain areas and buy a ticket, you wind up with your food and your beverages, no charge. Sean, you want to tell the folks about that seating area?
Sure. Our main focus, you know, is on affordability, especially for families. So, you know, starting with our bleachers, which actually have backs to them, so our bleachers are comfortable. You can get in there for under $10. Our bleacher seats are $9. We have seats, we have 12, 16, and then seats right behind home plate that are 25. But we also have the River Stadium Club, which you mentioned in that you've been to before.
Yes.
It's a wonderful experience. Levy Restaurants is our food and beverage partner, so it's an all-inclusive experience, an all-you-can-eat buffet. You know, beer, wine, and soft drinks are included. And as you and I were talking earlier, it's for the kids. They can get free hot dogs and popcorn the whole game, in addition to a great meal. And that's just $85. So it's probably one of the best deals in all of Chicago.
You know, what's interesting, too, is that while the game is going on, there's a lot of events taking place. And, Sean, would you like to share with the people that what takes place as the game is being played?
Sure. Well, we consider, we don't think that we're just in the baseball business. We think we're in the entertainment business. So from the time you park your car until you go home, there's something going on almost every moment. So when there's a break in the action, we're entertaining the kids and families between innings. There's kind of crazy stuff going on. I mentioned earlier on Sundays, people can come out, play catch on the field, which is great to see three generations, you know, see grandparents and their kids and their grandkids playing catch. Our players then come out 45 minutes before first pitch and sign autographs for about a half hour. And then you mentioned earlier, bottomless popcorn and soft drinks. So we try to make it so there's something to do every game. There's always an opportunity because the stadium just has 6,000 seats. The likelihood of a young person getting an autograph is very high, getting a foul ball. I can guarantee if they want to, the kids can meet the mascots. We have two mascots. One is the hero Squeeze, which is a bottle of mustard, and we know in Chicago. And the other one is the villain Ketchup, which we know you don't put ketchup on a hot dog.
Absolutely.
And Ketchup is we have fun with that, but we're one of the only teams that has two mascots, and the kids are, you know, entertained by them and get to meet them almost every game.
I might add too, those two mascots are up in the stands. They do get out in the stands and walk around to different areas and meet all the kids, and they do make themselves available to the people in the seating area. So it's not like they're just on the field, but they're up in the stands too, roaming around. But you have some events between innings too.
We do. So we have trivia on the scoreboard. We have races. You know, we have Dizzy Bat. We have what we call battle balls, which are two giant inflated balls that people end up usually on their backside. They run and collide, and people love that. Maybe one of our fan favorite is called Lucky Dog. It's a giant game of Plinko on the scoreboard where the fans dictate when the ball falls, and they get three drops of the ball, and they can win up to $100 per drop that they can use for tickets or merchandise in the team store, and the whole crowd feels like they're playing. So on a night, Saturday night, when we've got 6,000 people in there, you can hear the oohs and ahs as the ball drops. But really, it's really left to our imagination what we do. We added something this year called Race the Pickle, and we have a third mascot, which is a pickle,
okay,
to go along with that Chicago dog ingredient. His official name is the Rally Pickle, and usually the Rally Pickle appears in the bottom of the ninth if we're behind, which sadly he had to come out last night and fire up the crowd. But usually in the seventh or eighth inning, one lucky fan gets to race the pickle. And little known fact, the pickle is a former track athlete.
Oh, boy.
And so we give the fan a head start, and the crowd, you know, what thinks is going to be a runaway from the fan, the pickle usually wins. It's like the Harlem Globetrotters never losing.
Right.
The pickle usually does not lose at Impact Field.
Well, listen, so far your mascots are the relish that goes on a hot dog. So what you're missing now is tomato and a jalapeno pepper, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not sure how we do that, but I'm not saying we won't.
Right.
I'm not saying we won't in the future.
The You know, we should probably tell people about the American Association, what that is and who you are.
Our league's been around for over 30 years. It's the strongest of the Major League Baseball partner leagues, what used to be known as independent baseball. So we're now officially linked to MLB. There's four leagues in the U.S., but the American Association, where we belong, is the strongest. It's got the best markets. We have 12 teams. We have one in Canada, in Winnipeg, and we have 11 in the U.S. So really up and down the middle of the U.S., the big markets are Chicago, Milwaukee, Kansas City, Dallas, Fort Worth. So it's, you know, newer stadiums, you know, committed ownership, great markets. We're also in Lincoln, Fargo, Sioux Falls. And like I said, it's been around for over 30 years. We've been in the league for five since 2018. And it's really been nice to see the growth. We have applications right now. I think there are four teams that want to join in the next 5 years.
Oh, that's
great.
That
are in the process of partnering with their communities. We have two in Texas. We have one in the Twin Cities and one in Tennessee that have all applied to join our league, and it looks like they'll be approved. And so we will see expansion from probably 12 to 16. It could grow to, you know, to 20 teams in the next 7 to 10 years.
So how will you set the divisions then when you get more teams? Will the divisions be separated where you'll have, like, more divisions playing with you?
We will. Right now we're 6-6. We have an East and a West, and I think as we grow strategically, you know, I think we could see a four-team division in Texas. There's been a lot of interest in the Rocky Mountains region of Colorado. I could see that, you know, a couple of teams joining here in the next maybe 5 to 7 years, and then that growing to four. And that really makes it nice for kind of interdivision play, because we are a bus league, and that's, as most minor league teams are. But the quality of baseball is phenomenal. As you and I have talked about before, on our current 25-man roster, we have five guys with MLB experience. So four pitchers that have pitched recently in Major League Baseball, and a couple of them hoping to get back. And then our center fielder played three seasons.
Wow.
So it's great talent. You're going to see guys on the way up, and you're going to see guys that have had a taste of the big leagues.
Well, that's my next question. Who are your star players right now?
You know, from a pitching standpoint, we've got a couple of guys. Brian Schlitter is our closer. Brian played 7 years in Major League Baseball, four with the Cubs. He's a fan favorite and has got an amazing record over the last couple of years. We just picked up a guy from AAA, from the Oakland A's AAA system. I just picked him up, I think it was about 20 days ago, and he has three starts and has an amazing, I mean, his strikeout per inning is, I think he's pitched a total of 20 innings and has got close to 30 strikeouts.
So, Sean, he was released by the A's, is that it?
Yes, and we were quick to pick him up. And I'll tell you one of the reasons I think he was released, and we're seeing some releases, is they're using robot umpires in the AAA, which has really been confusing and a bit disruptive. And I am a fan of the changes that we've seen, the pitch clock. That's been warmly received by fans and players and everyone in baseball. The robot umpires, I'm not so sure. I'm a purist and would like to see the guys in blue or black behind the home plate.
It's funny you should say that, because one of the robot umpires was on the news about a week or so ago, called a strike, and it was so far off a home plate, by at least a foot, it was called a strike. And it just, there was all kinds of uproar because it was so bad.
And I think that's why you're seeing some guys that are released, maybe struggling with that system. So it's our gain. We're lucky to have that.
You're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. We're visiting with Sean Hunter, the co-owner of the Chicago Dogs. You know, Sean, the other thing, too, is what would you put down as some of your best promotions that you have with the team?
Well, I think, you know, as I mentioned earlier, every day has a theme night. Wednesdays are dollar hot dogs. Thursdays, Thirsty Thursdays, you can get $2 beers. Fridays, when we give away, themed merchandise. Tomorrow night's the team photo. We've given away backpacks and T-shirts and bobbleheads. Saturday night's probably my favorite, because it's always a theme night and fireworks. We put on a big fireworks show, actually both Thursdays and Saturdays. But two Saturdays ago was Star Wars night. So a big portion of the audience came dressed in their favorite Star Wars costumes, followed by a fireworks show. We had standing room only. We had 6,800 people in there. It's a beautiful sight. But we've had Jimmy Buffett night, Elvis night. Elvis is a favorite because we have a young Elvis impersonator that's actually performed on the national level. His name is Hugo, and I think Hugo is only 22 or 23. He's been performing since he was, a teenager with us.
Wow.
Now performing, does some shows occasionally in Las Vegas. Hugo will be back for the playoffs, I'm excited, on Friday, September 8th. He's our lucky charm because I think he's appeared six times, and I think we've only lost once. So anything that will help us advance.
Good luck, charm.
Yeah, so on Friday the 8th, we'll have both fireworks, and Elvis will be back. So the theme nights are great, and I keep coming back to Sundays. Maybe my favorite day, just to get to see those kids out on the field playing catch and getting autographs. That's what it's all about, really. And you can't, if you think about it, most sports teams, can't or won't do that today. And that's really what it's all about. We think about our own personal memories and journey of how we became a fan, and it's usually our experience in the ballpark, maybe meeting a player, getting a foul ball. But for us to be able to do that every Sunday is a treat.
I'd like to highlight one thing when you mentioned about the beer, the $2 beer. Most baseball parks right now are like $10, $11 for a beer. So $2 is a real bargain. Not only that, but you got the parking lot right next door, $3 for parking. It's a garage. You walk 50 feet and you're in the ballpark.
It's pretty easy to get in and out. I credit Mayor Stevens and Rosemont. They're a phenomenal partner that help us build the ballpark. And everything we do is built around, the accessibility. But that's about a 1,000-car garage. It's so easy to get in and out of that off the 294. And we have people that will drive up to 40 miles, some of our season ticket holders that will come to the games because it's just so easy to get in and out, especially on the weekends.
The other thing, too, is that I'm sure for a lot of our listeners out there is that some of the seating areas have cushioned seats, just like they have the back for the bleachers. You got cushioned seats, which is unheard of in a lot of ballparks, but the Chicago Dogs have it. Tell the folks about playoffs, how they can get involved, Sean.
Sure, there's a couple ways. There's a lot of information on our website, which is thechicagodogs.com, or they can call in at 847-636-5450 and talk to one of our sales and marketing representatives. But when you buy a three-game package, and they're just starting at just $12 a ticket, so you can buy a $36 package, and it comes with a free Dogs playoff hoodie, that would normally retail for about $50. So we try to really make it special for the fans that are with us and support us all season, and especially during the playoffs. And I said we're at about 1,000 of those packages committed already. Obviously, we want to put a big fan base in there and give our guys a chance to advance to the second round.
Now, if a group, let's say a group in the area over here, gets together and they want to come there by bus or whatever it may be, do you have special group programs?
We do, and we've done this since the start. We're pretty proud of this. Groups of 20 or more that want to come to a game, each member of that group gets a Dog's hat. So it's kind of interesting to see when you've got, on a Saturday night when there's a lot of groups in there, you might see 1,200 to 1,500 people wearing blue Dog's hats, because that's one of the bonus elements. And of course, they get mentioned on the scoreboard. A lot of the big groups, somebody from their group can throw out a first pitch, put their name and logo up there. Sometimes a group will, get their picture on the field before or after the game. But we really try to cater the experience to whatever they're celebrating that night, whether it's a family outing, a corporate outing, a birthday. But groups of 20 or more get a hat when they come to a Dogs game.
Oh, that's great. They would actually call the same phone number to get the group program or get the pricing or whatever?
Yeah, I think probably the easiest, because you can, once you're on the website, you can actually click and then make a phone call to our staff. But thechicagodogs.com is really it's a website that really does a good job of providing our story and also how to participate.
As a reminder, Sean, when do the playoffs actually start?
The playoffs will start on the road because we're the higher seed, so we'll play somebody next Wednesday on the road. We don't know who that is yet. We qualified. We were one of the first teams to qualify. And then our first home game will be on Friday, September 8th.
So, folks, you still have time to get playoff tickets. That's not a problem because we got till September 8th when the first game is played. So you still have that opportunity to get your tickets. And what's that number again to call, Sean?
847-636-5450.
Now, we talked a lot about baseball and all the things that the Dogs do and the charity work that they do. But we haven't talked about their Winter Light Festival.
We have one of the biggest holiday light festivals actually in the country, not just in Chicago. It's called Sparkle Light Festival. And the fire marshal allows us to have up to 5,000 guests per night. We transform Impact Field into, kind of a winter wonderland. And there's about 2 million lights There's a two-story tubing hill. There's a train down on the field. What's amazing is the people that attend, a lot of them have never been to a baseball game, and they don't know that it's a beautiful baseball stadium, because it truly is. You know, our summer offering is baseball, and we run the winter show for about close to 40 nights. Starts around Thanksgiving and runs through early January. There are three major league teams that do this type of show in the United States. I think it's Seattle, Washington, Tampa. And then there's two of us at the minor league level, the Dogs here in Rosemont at Impact Field, and the AAA team in Las Vegas do it. But it is a big, big show geared towards families, just like our baseball. And, you know, we've had great success the last 2 years. This will be number three. We try to keep it, again, very affordable. Adults are $24 and kids are 18. And we do two sessions a night. We run almost every night. We usually don't run Mondays and Tuesdays in late November and early December, and then we're running seven nights a week as we get closer to the end of December.
And when do those tickets become available, Sean?
They'll go up on sale within the next 30 days. So there's a little bit of information. You can find that on our homepage right now at thechicagodogs.com. But we're pretty excited about that because people get excited. You know, on a day, it's funny. You know, on Sunday, it's going to be warm again here, right? Last night, it was sweatshirt weather, and it felt like fall. And, you know, here in a couple of days, it'll be, you know, in the mid-90s again, and people will be talking about, like, oh, I'm ready for the light festival. But it's a great way to celebrate our stadium.
You know, the stadium itself, the way it's laid out, it has a lot of advantages, and it's very, I think it's very well maintained, too. I mean, you constantly see people walking around cleaning up or picking up anything that's on the ground or any trash. I mean, it's just kept in a beautiful state constantly.
The Village of Rosemont and the Dogs, we work hard to clean and maintain the building year-round. We want it to look new all the time because, you know, every night 20% of our guests are there for the first time. So we call that a moment of truth, and we want it to be a great memory. And we even though this Monday is our actual Fan Appreciation Day, we try to treat all 50 home games like Fan Appreciation Day because we know that, you know, there are people there for the first time, many of them seeing their first professional baseball game. So we take that to heart, and that's a lot of responsibility. And so having a clean ballpark that's safe and well maintained is at the top of our list.
What Sean is telling you is the gospel truth, because I've got friends that have gone to that ballpark for the very first time with their children, and some just adults alone, and each one of them has said they can't believe how beautiful the park is, how well maintained it is, what an awesome experience it is, and they just enjoyed every minute of it, and they've never had that experience at other ballparks before. So there's something about what you're doing there, Sean, about this ballpark that's making people feel comfortable and want to come back.
We're going to keep at it. You know, we challenge ourselves really each month, what can we do better? What can we do different? What can you do here that you can't maybe at other sporting venues? You know, to create memories. And we learn from other sporting teams. We learn from, you know, theme parks. We're students, and we're always curious as to how we can do it a little bit better.
So this little race that you got going on, where you got the gentleman who's dressed up as the track star, do you think anyone will ever beat him?
Well, he's been beaten.
He has,
but it's rare. You know, it's usually when somebody there's a ringer that's in there that's maybe another track athlete that looks humble and but deceiving. But you know, our mascot, he's been with us, since 2018. Big time talent. He also, believe it or not, won't reveal his identity, but he's also the mascot for the Harlem Globetrotters. So he's got both. It lays out nicely that their international schedule. They travels during the winter, and then, you know, during the summer, he's able to be one of the Dogs' mascots, and so we're very fortunate on that front.
We should also let the folks know who is in your division, in case they're not sure. So if you tell us what teams actually are in your division, Sean.
Sure. So who we play on a regular basis: Milwaukee. Lake Country, which is also a suburb, they're in Oconomowoc of Milwaukee. And there is Gary, Indiana, who are currently playing. And, you know, tonight, actually, we start, they're not in our division, but we finish with Sioux City, who's going to be a tough competitor this weekend, starting with a doubleheader tomorrow, because they're fighting for a top playoff spot. So it's going to go down to the wire in terms of, you know, where we sit. Cleburne, Texas, which is a suburb of Dallas-Fort Worth, is also in our division. It's pretty competitive. And then Kane County, that's been around for a number of years in the Chicagoland area, they're in our division as well. They're about five games behind us right now in the playoffs.
And who are some of the other teams that are make up this whole association?
Winnipeg, Canada, Kansas City. Kansas City recently rebranded, celebrating, you know, they rebranded as the Monarchs after the great Negro League teams of that era with great success down there, is in their division. Lincoln, Fargo, Sioux City, Iowa, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, they're also in that division.
You know, I don't think people realize how big this is and how many teams are participating. And they're all local towns, and some are bigger cities, some are smaller cities. But it's bringing a different type of baseball to the public, the kind of baseball that the way it was years ago, that you sit down, you enjoy the game, you have a good time.
Yes.
So it's good to see something like that and to know that it's out there. I think it's interesting, too, that all the kids have to travel by bus. There's no airplanes.
We did. Our players were quite happy when we went down to Texas, because that's a 16-hour bus ride. We flew the team this year, and so that was a small reprieve for them. They were pretty happy, and they delivered. It was a six-game series down there. They won 5 out of 6, so we might have to do that again next year.
That sounds good. We want to tell everybody that, as a reminder, we've been listening to Sean from the Chicago Dogs, co-owner. And the Dogs are coming up to their playoff season, so you can still get tickets for that yet. And we want to thank him for being here today. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com, contact us if you need more information. This show will air and also be streaming, so give the Dogs some support. They're a local team. They're doing well. They support charity, and they make it fun for the entire family. So we hope you'll support them, folks. Thank you, and have a good day.